offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Herb Katz, and welcome to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial-A-Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this? Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. I am your host, your MC, your dandy, your bon vivant, your guide through the 772 layers of dorkdom that is Dial-A-Dork, damn ya. I am joined tonight by Dork Almighty Matt Minar, who is just appalled at that intro that I just winged.
No, I was absolutely fascinated. I got to know what, you know, the 722 layers are. I mean, is this some kind of a Bissell thing or what?
Bissell? It's kind of like, it's kind of like, it's like phyllo dough.
Nice.
He's a
I'm here with the nicknameless Russ Miller. Welcome back to the show, Russ. We missed you.
Yo, I missed me too.
Welcome back, Mr. Miller. We missed you.
We did miss him.
What do you think?
I'm glad to have him back.
You were missing me, Bob.
You like what I've done with the place? Sorry about the rain.
Well,
all right. And we're here with Dr. J, the science gay.
Yo.
Who's totally straight. James Schmidt.
I think we can stop that disclaimer after a little while, but you know what? Nah, on second thought, let's keep it going.
Exactly.
Let's rock that.
And if I'm not mistaken, the unbelievable creaking of my floorboards means Froggy is here.
Well,
he'll be down any moment now. And yeah. There he is. Paul Schneider. Oh, and he has christened
domed.
Himself
Very
by
good to see you.
Cracking.
Domed.
Tiger, how you doing?
His wife just got goosed by Poppy.
Nicely done. And chocolate-covered pretzels, because those are damn tasty.
Let me ask, Tiger, did you just have your wisdom teeth out, or do you have a candy in your mouth? Okay, good. Now, did you bring some sort of crazy microphone?
Boy, that would have sucked if it was neither.
Okay, well, guess what? Our fifth mic is the shitty one. So you're going to have to tag team it with Sandwich Boy over there.
Wiggy. This mic sounds a little bit like mayo.
You hope that's mayo.
Oh, God.
All right, that's Poppy.
That's Poppy. That's the dog.
Poppy's very friendly.
Poppy's
she
going for the groin like all girls do.
Well, there.
Okay.
Your groin, anyway.
Well, you know.
Okay. Well, we're very, very excited to have Froggy back with us and Tiger. It's been a very long time. How have you been?
We've been working really hard on the next Nauticon and some other projects. There's a whole bunch of things that have been going on in at least the region. We've been at the Ohio Linux Fest, which took place in Columbus, and rumor has it might be moving up to Cleveland, which would be a real good thing.
Matt Minar.
What the hell, Poppy? Relax.
Linux Fest in the house.
I know. Poppy's really big into
She's
Linux.
Such an open source whore.
I can't blame her. It was a good event. We also checked out Freaknik down in, where was that? In Nashville.
Oh.
And that was actually a lot of fun. Hung out with some Nauticon regulars like Aesthetics and Jason Scott, and a few other jokers. And we actually met a lot of other great internet radio
Freaknik
folks.
With a PH?
Yes, with a PH.
Oh, not the one.
Yeah, they don't do the one in Atlanta anymore.
No, actually.
They don't tell white people about it, but they still do it.
They still do it?
I'm sure.
I don't think they do it anymore. I think it's held inside the Varsity.
There's all kinds of politics with the AtlantaCon and the Freaknik and all that kind of stuff, but it was a good event. We got sufficiently plastered, which was good.
Good.
And had good Mexican. And we're actually headed to ShmooCon.
ShmooCon.
In D.C. in a couple weekends.
You're a con whore.
Yes, I am. I am.
Or is con slut better? I'm not
travel.
Sure.
Wait a minute. Good Mexican in Ohio?
No, in Nashville.
No, in Nashville.
In Nashville.
There's a lot of...
Where'd you go to Hispanic
International? People.
I forget what it was called. I was
delicious food.
Yeah.
When you say good Mexican, are we talking like really killer burritos or like mole sauce?
We're talking nice and cheap.
Some of the best nice and cheap.
Cheap. I think we're talking Taco Bell. I think we're talking burritos here.
It was good. It was good.
Okay. Would you like a chair? Tough. There are folding chairs right over there, Tiger. If you make a 180, actually about a 173. I know, she does her little thing.
He's talking about Poppy.
There's folding chairs right over there. And please help yourself. Poppy, you need to relax.
So do you know anything about negative refraction?
Dude, I'm reading the
negative
article.
Refraction. Wasn't there an article about that today about using nanoscale lenses to try to do something rather with things
another
and
dimension?
Such?
I hope it means like to
nice summary.
Thank you very much. That's
wow, I could have been
your,
that vague.
Technical description there.
James, do you have anything yet?
I have a lengthy paper
on
which I'm attempting Mach to
Schnell's law. Through.
It's not about Mach Schnell's law.
Schnell.
Make this to physics, yeah. No, I. You know, as far as I can tell, it's complicated, and I'm still gonna have to read about it.
Can you reach into my pocket? Is this what radio has become?
Hey,
God bless it.
Well, let me just say that that's how things go
in
this basement, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh no, never mind. Sorry.
I do have a sweet ass equation with some omegas in it.
I got an
equation.
Would you read us a really cool equation? I think that would be awesome. But you have to make it rhyme.
I don't know if I can make it rhyme.
Give us an equation in haiku and or limerick.
I can try and make it in haiku. Give me
there
a second.
Once was
okay.
An x that equaled y.
If you'll allow me. Mu of omega equals 1 minus f.
Stop.
Times.
Okay, f times.
Omega squared.
Worst squared
haiku ever. Divided by.
I think you're onto something.
Omega squared minus omega not squared plus I omega gamma.
We're much better.
Do you guys want to join the 802.11 with those things, or are they capable?
Yeah. You mean you don't have open wireless so everybody in Cleveland could steal?
I thought it over.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, we broadcast the key regularly, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Okay, I want to get the show off topically here. I want to put it out to the audience here. Does anyone have any insight into why the Chinese don't like pornography, or the Chinese government?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, is it subversive?
So much of us do. I don't know.
Yes. Now they're blocking. You can't.
You can't make Nikes for a nickel an hour
Chinese
if you.
Firewall.
Yeah. Chinese firewall. Is that anything like a Chinese fire drill?
Great Chinese firewall.
All your packets just rearrange themselves all of a sudden. No.
Brilliant.
The Chinese government has shut down nearly 600 pornographic websites and arrested over 200 people for distributing "quote unquote" obscene content.
It turns out they're a pretty oppressive government over there.
Guess so. But it turns out that Microsoft
freaks in our country.
Yeah. Well, yeah, really.
Yeah.
Microsoft is now enforcing some of the Chinese government's proscriptions. Isn't that true? I saw an article about it somewhere. Well, may have been Ars Technica.
Could be more vague.
Yeah, I saw something about it someplace on the maybe
it's
that their internet
push
there.
More people over to Linux or other Nixes or Macs.
They're over to democracy.
Democracy, yeah, that's good.
Democracy Linux.
One PC box at a time.
Tiananmen Square.
Freedom Linux.
Well, actually, the scary thing isn't China really big on creating their own Linux distributions?
Yeah,
there are a whole lot of them based in China. That have a whole lot of traction and footholds. And I think a lot of people are really amused when they see how many users there are of some versions of Linux in China. It far outstrips even some of the bigger distributions here in the U.S.
Really good traction and footholds?
Yeah. Because
be a pretty boring tug of war between the
and
two.
And also from an ideological perspective, you have to think, since open source really supports contributions by the community, it's a very good communist product. So, you know, it's all for the Chinese government to really.
And it's not controlled by a corporate.
Exactly.
United States.
It's not controlled by the U.S.
So,
although most of the code is probably stolen from there anyway.
That's
of course, most of the code's written in the U.S. is probably written by Chinese people anyways, but we aren't even going to go there this evening.
We just went there, buddy. We just went there. What are you trying to say, that Chinese are better programmers than us?
Well, no.
Well, they're smaller. But, they're closer to the keyboards.
Actually, they are.
They operate on a slightly higher frequency due to their size.
Well, I mean, a lot of them are. I mean, look, being that I work at a university, I see, you know, all the... how could I try to be serious? All the people...
Don't
in grad
try
school,
to be serious.
I know. All the people in grad school are, you know, Chinese and Indian because...
All of them?
Yeah. Almost all of them.
Almost.
The
if
majority,
they didn't start that way, they become that way.
Because, you know, they do have a much better math and science background than we get here. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know shit about math. I failed calc.
Math is for boys.
Yeah. Well, and I'm a man, so.
Get closer to the microphone there, but your levels look like shit.
I'm hurting on
well,
the inside.
Well, that's not all that looks like shit, but we won't go there.
The educator in the house is not.
Why do you
hold
keep.
Hold on a second.
Why does he keep going places and then saying we're not going to go there?
Stop shouting.
Stop teasing.
Stop shouting here.
I'm sorry.
I think the sample size of your that you're basing your statement on is rather poor, actually. What school do you work at?
Damn.
I work at a major research institution based in University Circle, Ohio. That's all I'll say.
That sounds like
I think that's probably enough
case
for
Western
all of us to
me.
Figure out what it is.
It sounds like
did
my
he just
alma
say
mater.
Case is an LLC?
I think so.
Oh. online, hey, you guys, online shopping was up almost 30% over last year.
We don't care about that. So let's talk about dirigibles.
Dirigibles? Dirigibles? Are we taking blimp trips to China?
Dirigible?
We're taking blimp trips to China. Yeah, didn't you?
Lead dirigibles?
No.
Oh, God.
Those
that's
are good ones.
Lead dirigible.
Oh, my God.
What a great band.
No, the only reason the link caught my eye was that the company was actually based in Ohio that is once again re-exploring the...
Re-exploding?
Re-exploding the Hindenburg for the second time.
The dirigible market's just ready to explode.
Wow.
But anyway, it was only interesting because A, it was in Ohio, and B, because they're trying to find another transportation method for cargo that is faster than ships, but, you know, cheaper than jets and
there's
that kind of thing.
There's also a big platform idea behind a lot of airships these days, sticking Wi-Fi or satellite, some more satellite-type services onto airships.
And flying them at what altitude? I mean, how do they stay? Do they just go in little circles over the city or something?
I think they're more or less anchored, if I could be.
Anchored?
Right. Yeah.
I remember
I guess,
reading
yeah,
really
sure.
high antenna.
It'd be kind of a good college prank to go and sever it.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Just watch everyone's Wi-Fi float out into the atmosphere there.
That's right.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Okay.
Yes. Somebody say something.
The first rule of hacks is to do no harm.
Is that what it is? Ooh. I thought it was
like
don't
that.
Talk about
I thought that
break,
was I thought that was
shit,
the first rule of robotics or something.
I think it's the
prime directive.
Oh yeah, the first rule of pranks at MIT I think is don't do any damage or don't hurt anybody or anything or drop anything off of a building without planning it out first or something.
No, wait a minute. Mythbusters, you know, proved that one false. If you dropped a penny off the Empire State Building, it will not kill anybody.
That is true.
Now, wait a minute. Baby. My uncle told me when I was a little kid that he dropped a penny
and killed
a man.
Yes.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
My grandfather used to say that he walked to school uphill both ways, and, you know.
That's possible.
Well, yeah, no. Maybe.
If you leave for school from one place and go home from school to somewhere else. And then tunnel your way back home.
I think if you do it at the North Pole somehow, it's possible.
Oh, yeah, at the North Pole, sure, absolutely. What you did is he walked in a triangle.
Yep, but he returned home.
That's right. And it was snowing, for sure.
Both ways.
And Mythbusters is set to disprove or prove the myth that if you shoot a bullet up in the air and it comes down, it will either kill you or not kill you, but... I'm looking forward to hearing that one.
Oh, it will.
Yeah, I think
hearing that one or seeing that one.
There was actually it wasn't there. I think there was a big discussion on FARC about that today.
Oh, I missed it.
I'm sure you can go there. Either that or Slashdot. But I remember reading a bunch of asinine comments from people who.
No, wait. I have a question. This one's for Dr. J.
Yes,
you shoot a bullet up into the sky.
Yes.
Okay. It starts out at some ungodly speed, reaches some height, and then turns around and comes down.
Yes.
Doesn't it reach? What if the initial speed was higher than its terminal velocity? And before you say anything, what if you shot a cat out of a cannon straight up into the air?
But no one was there.
And it went about 5,000, and it left it going about 300 miles an hour. Survived the trip, and then on its way down, it would reach its terminal velocity when
it
spread its claws out and crap and. What?
That's a nice whiskey tango.
What if you A-teamed a squirrel out of a air compressor 5,000 feet into the air? And
someone turn him off.
I'd like to second the whiskey tango. All right,
now, wait a minute. What I want to know is
what
is
if you shot the cat with the bullet that you shot into the air?
If the bullet hits the cat and then walks to the front of the bus, is it going faster than the speed of light?
Look, if it's Schrodinger's cat, nobody knows whether it's there or not, so no.
No, seriously.
Yeah, seriously.
Can the bullet really reach its initial
speed? You know, terminal velocity for a bullet's, I mean, it's pretty high. Yeah, it's a little aerodynamic. Surprisingly enough, it's designed to go fast as opposed to a cat, which is designed to go purr.
Actually.
Purr.
It's designed to go purr.
It was on FARC, and actually they referred to Snopes. It had an article that someone
Snopes.
Just
everything
it.
Good.
God loves Snopes. But
I think God does love Snopes.
Well, I think so, too. He or she or whatever. But Snopes they actually definitely determined that the bullet does slow down considerably from its initial, you know, initial speed because of friction of the air. And I think they calculated it to like 113 feet per second or something. It was enough to cause damage, but maybe not necessarily enough to kill somebody. I wouldn't do it.
Pops in the head one.
Yeah, well, I think the reason was because some lady took a shot to the eye. Well,
you know, I saw that on a website earlier today.
I saw that. It was, of course, everybody on the thread was like, instead of looking at the bullet, which is lodged in this poor woman's eye, they're like, you could see her boobies in the x-ray. Boobies.
Yeah. Her knees were too sharp, et cetera, et cetera.
Far too sharp.
I love that picture of that guy. They have it. They just put it in a little corner of the FARC screen.
It's classic.
That's hilarious.
If I may digress further from whatever digression we were on, some of you may not be aware that the O'Reilly Owl, you know,
Orly.
Everybody knows
O'Reilly?
O'Reilly?
Or O'Reilly?
O'Reilly.
O'Reilly.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly.
Was actually the article in Wikipedia for that was up for deletion for some unknown reason a couple weeks back. I don't know why. It's an internet classic.
Wait, which article about what?
O'Reilly.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Disgusting.
Does anybody want to talk about the fact that online shopping was up?
So little it would make your head swim.
Did you buy any presents this year?
We do not talk about e-commerce, remember?
We don't talk about e-commerce.
I bought a ton of crap online this year.
I bought nothing but shit online.
I had to actually phone in orders because I was so late in the places I wanted to go to. Amazon had them listed, but they were obscure. They had to like subcontract the thing. It was going to be 4 to 6 weeks before I got
it. Oh, sure, sure.
So I actually had to phone people. It was a terrible experience.
Russ, I think your levels are very low when you're...
Suck it.
Russ is a chiller.
Even that was low.
Well, yeah.
That was
up.
Low down.
Well... Bump me up, baby. Where's my...
All right, which one are you?
I don't know.
Oh, are you number one? You're number one.
Guess who's wearing the headphones?
How's that? How's that sound?
That sounds a little better.
All right.
Just don't hurt my ears.
Suck it.
Matt. Thanks.
All right, so anyway, I had to phone orders in. It was quite terrible.
Phone them into who? Like
into
Amazon?
Retailers. No, I had to call, like, I looked up who was publishing the book, and they had a website and a phone number on it. And I called them up and gave them my credit card. Was that a bad idea?
That's old school.
It must have been a real pain in the ass.
It was kind of a pain in the ass because I really don't like talking to people.
You didn't even get an electronic answering machine? You actually
spoke to a real person? Yeah.
Holy shit.
Both times, actually. Well, it was a chick one time.
That's unheard of in today's technological age.
Oh, my God.
I know. So, yeah, I did little Amazon. I usually do a lot of Amazon ordering, but I did very little this year.
I ordered a number of books and DVDs and things from Amazon. I found some. With Russ's inspiration, I subscribed to the Slick Deals and the Fat Wallet RSS feeds.
Ooh, I can get
and
a Fat Wallet.
I was the Fat Wallet. They put out like 300 a day.
Wow,
it was like 300 posts a day, and I was just shocked at watching the prices of big LCD TVs fall. LCD monitors fall.
We got a topic on that later. We should touch
all
on.
Kinds. What
well,
should we touch?
No, I want to buy one this year.
I recently borrowed a projector from work this weekend.
Yeah.
And I projected a bunch of games.
Oh yeah,
I
sorry, I couldn't make it.
Huge wall.
Hungover.
I have a 15 foot high wall.
Yeah, you do have a huge wall.
And
yeah.
It was really an awesome way to watch things.
Yeah.
And I may have to invest in one of the projector things.
They're about a grand. We just put one in every science classroom at the school I work at. And,
nice. Where's that school? And can you leave a window open?
Yeah, no. We've been using it for educational purposes only, but I plan on bringing in my PlayStation 2 over the summer or something.
That will be awesome.
It will be fantastic.
Speaking of PlayStation, Splatation 2. You guys read about the Xbox 360 disc scratching situation? What a buggy piece of crap
they
hardware.
They just had to get it out before friggin' Christmas, stinking Microsoft.
Yep.
It's like now it's Linux like scratching. Now they're like scratching discs, and GameFly has basically said, "We're not gonna. You're gonna owe us money if it comes back scratched."
Really? Whores.
What? You going to get beers?
Beer run.
Yeah, Russ. You know,
was kind enough to bring Guinnesses.
It's a widget.
You want a beer? Do you need some kind of crazy fruity whiskey soury bullcrap drink?
Good. Thank you though.
Do you want something?
No, I'm fine.
You sure?
I'm drunk on life.
You're pretty glib for someone sober.
Yeah, what can I say?
Crystal meth, baby. Crystal meth.
Samuel Adams, please.
Same. Thank you. Hey, Irv, you want to try a bump for Sam Adams again? Did you write one up or no?
Oh, yeah. Let's try it. Oh, you know what? Shit. What's I meant to print out the scripts that my buddy Mark sent. Okay, we'll try it. During the break, I'd like to thank our sponsor tonight's...
He's already screwed it up.
I think
folks.
I'm the shittiest,
worst announcer ever.
Guy ever. Okay, tonight's show was brought.
I heard Tech Talk on Martha Stewart. Serious.
Oh right, you got to tell us about this.
It was just bland and boring. Their advice was terrible.
Where was this on exactly?
You should try to drop it on the ground
for the Hanukkah.
Good for you.
I thought their advice to just turn off all firewalls was a bad idea.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
They're just icky.
Well, so yeah, I'm just flipping around. I see Tech Talk. I think, I'll listen to the competition.
Yeah.
And then as they're on there, they advertise. It's on the Martha Stewart channel of Sirius, which baffled me, but I didn't investigate.
What color paint firewalls?
It was a good thing. But it wasn't a good thing at all. It was kind of bad. The one question somebody said... Is there any options besides the Trio? The Trio is just too big and bulky, and I want to do my email and everything in the world on it. Smaller than a Trio. And they were like, yeah, well, there's these other things, but no, the Trio is about as small as you can get. That's all you got. Like, no, what are you going to use it for? No in-depth analysis of the marketplace and what the pluses and minuses of the different devices were.
Well, what's complete so... The Trio's not even that big.
Worthless.
No, it's not. It's actually the smallest of those.
It's like the size of...
And it's hard to work on if you're trying to really type or anything.
It's like the size of a small stack of stoned wheat thin crackers.
Wow. Yeah. Realistically, Russ hit on the major issue with anything, any kind of multi-purpose PDA like that, form factor, is that it's damn hard to type crap in there. Somebody needs to come out with a decent hardware-based or you know, flash RAM-based something or other, voice recognition, so you can just, boom, train it. You know, it's in
a projector
software.
Keyboards.
You can update
that's
it.
What they need.
Oh, those little laser ones.
Yeah, but if you want to do that, then you got to set the thing down.
Yeah.
And you know, imagine trying to drive while you're, you know, typing on your virtual keyboard.
I don't have to imagine that.
I think
seriously,
something.
Voice to text on these things, baby.
I want a
Your ears.
That's the sounds of our sponsor tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Russ was just opening a delicious can of Guinness Draft. We just want to thank our sponsors.
It's a draught, my good man. Please.
It's a draught?
It's a draught.
I thought that was just old English way of spelling draft.
It is.
Draughts and oxes.
It is.
What's that thing?
Stop.
It's a draught?
It's a draft. Oh, my God.
Is it really a draught?
Yes, it's a draft.
Is it a rough draft?
It's a rot. It's a rot draught.
It's going down quite smoothly.
Fuck you. Fuck everybody. Wait a minute.
Martha Stewart.
I just got an instant message from
someone.
Not
this funny at all.
I hope it's Drew telling us the show.
And we're not even that funny.
Amitai has tuned in, ladies and germs.
Oh,
bitch.
Good.
Ladies and germs, Amitai has tuned
in. That sounds different than what you mean.
Yeah, it really does.
No, really. He's our Columbia connection.
Drew is not on the Google. Drew, get on the Google.
No, Drew is listening. He's listening.
Well, he needs to get on the Google.
Well, okay. Or, Drew, if you have AOL Instant Messenger, I am Fiji Irv. FIJIIRV. Fiji Irv.
I'll have to add you to my buddy list.
That's a lot of I's.
Yes, it is a lot of I's. I'm allowed to use as many eyes as I want, as long as no one else has that name.
Four of those letters have dots over them in a row. That's too many.
That's awesome, isn't it?
It's hard to. I bet it's illegible.
If you're not careful, it becomes an umlaut over one letter and nothing over another one.
Fugitive.
Fugitive. Fugitive.
Oh my god.
Okay. All right. Check it out. Let me think here for just a second. Let's do. Wait, we got to do a sponsorship. We're gonna do a sponsorship. Let's do this thing. All right.
35 minutes later.
All right. We want. All right. Fuck you and your draught and your draft and all that bullshit. We're gonna go with Samuel Adams tonight.
We already went with Samuel Adams once. We should do Guinness tonight.
Oh man, this is gonna. Take
let's go
forever.
With.
We're not going.
Let's go with these motherfucking things.
Oh yeah, the chocolate pretzels.
We want to thank tonight's sponsor, Mally's Chocolates, and this complimentary box of dark chocolate covered pretzels. As everyone may or may not know, Mally's Chocolate is Cleveland's leading producer of handcrafted, home-based, upsold Left Bank chocolate. And I don't know what the fuck to say anymore. I'm so bad at these things.
Needs a producer. I need a fucking script. Valentine's Day.
It's better than the Santa Bar.
Oh, yeah, the Santa Bar. That was probably the worst exhibition of advertising ever
Santa
attempted.
Santa Bar.
All right, let's try that again. We want to thank tonight's. All right, actually, you guys. What
is Herb ADD?
How about some Ritalin maybe next?
Is
show?
Herb ADD or what?
Yeah. What I'm, you guys. Let me just say that. Guest sponsor talker. Oh, actually, tonight's
sponsor
show. Tonight's show is brought to us by the good people at Nauticon.
Nauticon,
Cleveland's number one leading geek conference. Fuck.
Premier.
I don't know. How do you want
a premiere
conference? But that's okay. Yeah, I mean, we're just happy to support you guys and hopefully get you on the radio again, Nauticon Radio, this year and get you guys on the panel that we have with
I think Drew is actually going to take the spot on the panel.
Excellent.
Because
excellent.
He's our expert in paneling.
He's our expert on paneling. He's put it all throughout his home. Mm-hmm. And he's
wait
also
to see it.
He's also our pod master.
He paneled his pod, too.
Hey.
It's wood grained.
It's a woody
beautiful.
Now,
it's a wood pod.
It's a wood pod.
Beauty, eh?
It's a beauty.
It's a beauty, Clark.
It's a beauty.
I think CES opens tomorrow. I say we all go there and pick a sponsor at random. I think tonight's game is brought to you, tonight's show is brought to you by Big Games Home Video Arcades, which actually sounds unbelievably kick-ass. Home video arcade machines for less than $500. Licenses include Midway, Atari, Golden Tee, Konami, Eidos, Tomb Raider. Plays multiple games, 62 inches tall. Boob Raider. Built-in full-color monitor. Additional AV inputs allow almost any existing home video game system, DVD player, VCR, any other AV product to be easily plugged in and viewed on the built-in monitor. That's Big Game Home Video Arcades. See Brian Waldman at the booth in
Brian
South
Waldman.
Hall 4. Brian Waldman.
That's Brian Waldman.
Brian, you big slut Waldman.
Now up, now betting, Waldman.
I'm so getting
sued. Brian Waldman.
Actually, these things look really cool. They're 62 inches tall, though, and I just did some math, and that's 5'2". I see these people in the picture. They're bending over a lot to play it. But it looks kind of cool.
So are we going to Vegas tomorrow or what?
That's the second mom joke you made, Russ. Me and you were so fighting.
Just to you.
No, I'm not going. That's true.
Did anybody see the picture?
I've been to
the
CES. CES is awesome.
See the picture,
yeah,
Drew,
it's in Vegas.
Drew says, Jeezy Greasy, talk about something already.
Exactly. Yeah.
What do you mean, talk about something already? We're talking about...
What is CES? I don't know.
Consumer Electronics Show?
Isn't the porn at that, too?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, I think they've kind of decreased that in recent years. Actually, one of my guys is actually there this week.
One of your guys?
Time. Yeah, one of the guys that works for me.
He's there.
Is paid to be at CES.
He's paid to be at CES.
That is the bomb. How do I get that
paid
job?
To go get, paid to go get autographs from...
I'm sure.
Transsexual porn stars?
Well, hey, if that's what gets... Never
I think
mind.
You're at the wrong conference. No, what website are you on?
They go to a different place. They had it... when I was there a couple years ago, one of my students got me a pass, and they have it at the
I don't
CES
think you're allowed to do that with
center.
Your students.
No, I didn't say made a pass.
Oh.
Got me a pass to the CES. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has anyone wait? Who's been?
Wait a
who's
minute.
Been before?
How the heck? How did a student get you a pass?
His dad. His dad worked for. I think it was either a software company or he worked for IGT, the people who make the. All the slot machines.
Was that worth an A?
International Gaming Technology.
He
that was worth an A.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn.
He got me a pass and was like, "Here, we're going. We're skipping class today. We're not going. You want to go?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, I want to go." So I cut school the next day. It was great. It was fantastic. Yeah, it was unbelievable. I just walked around stunned.
Is it all just like digital stuff or is it like toasters?
Powerline Ethernet adapter.
Are you
serious?
One
of those.
I've never been.
Yeah,
and
I don't know
anything
about
Consumer
this.
Electronics Show. It is just that. It's not like because the electricity flows through it. They're like toasters and microwaves. It's like TVs, computer games, software, hardware. They have a whole floor of car audio. It's unbelievable.
And don't they also have like high end audio at the Lexus
Park?
Yeah. Every room has a different vendor. Every little $10,000 for tube preamp for your mic. You know, $100,000 for
like,
a speaker cone.
It's the kind of
but
stuff
the lines
that
are
you need.
The porn.
You need to spend like $10,000 on your friggin' speaker wire.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you've wasted everything.
Yeah, because it aligns the electrons properly.
I think you're just supposed
so
to be
get,
humping it. Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to listen to it.
The only $10,000 speaker cone I'm gonna get better be able to.
What am I doing?
To handle me sexually.
All right.
Hello.
They need to get better translators for these exhibitor kind of things. Listen to this. This is the U-Bot. U-Bot is an artificial intelligent cleaning robot system which has been developed to vacuum and wiping over the floor sheet of house.
Is this English.com?
Upgraded cleaning performance by using a variety of cleaning algorithm.
This is verbatim.
You washy floor.
Really?
Frog.
I mean, come on, people.
I gave my wife
some
a huge
God
algorithm
bless translators. Jesus.
Multiple
can't
algorithms.
The left side of her body now?
Have you ever been to English.com?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. English.com is pretty good, pretty amusing website. I feel like I should, as an English major, I should just go over to Japan or China or one of those countries and just
clean
go
up.
Over and just proofread stuff for a living.
Yeah, but you're
no, they pay people to do that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe
those
they,
people
maybe
slip
that's how
out
they,
these funnies.
Maybe how they keep production costs low by not hiring highly compensated proofreaders.
Well,
like me,
something tells me if we did that, then they'd start coming over here and analyzing all the tattoos that people get with all these Chinese, and, you know, Chinese, right. Japanese. Yeah, they're like
stupid round.
This
eye.
One says that you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, right.
This is actually an eternal curse on your family. I'm not sure if you want that on your butt cheek.
I think somebody played a joke on you.
Tramp stamp.
Okay.
Hey, Drew, are we talking about stuff yet enough for you?
Hey, I've got an update Jerk from is. Amitai.
Uh-oh.
He converted his NetBSD i386 3.0 system to
Judaism.
Zen.
To Judaism?
Which is XEN. With NetBSD Zen 3.0 as domain 0. This was as simple as installing the Zen user land management tools from PKG. Is that package source?
Package source.
Dropping a Zen kernel into the root file system.
Ooh.
And installing the grub bootloader over the native and NetBSD bootloader. The result is kind of trivially cool in that it doesn't visibly behave any differently from a plain old NetBSD on an i386.
What is Zen?
So basically, but then he says, but later I'll have Linux running at the same time too, and that's more cool. The end. So,
wow, that's something to talk about. Except I don't know if we can talk about it.
We talked about it. We talked about it last. Drew and I talked about it last week while Amitai was IMing us throughout the show.
Yeah, but I don't think we're prepared to fully discuss the multitude of applications that Zen presents to the
okay,
world
but,
at large.
But Drew, pay attention. Here's a URL: www.netbsd.org/ports/xen/how-to.html. And Amitai says the Icecast is skippy. That's probably because everyone's fucking surfing the entire time. That's going to be my guess.
It's because you have so many listeners.
Okay, I just got an email from Steve Schuler,
oh,
who only
God.
A couple of us know. And it says, how do you know when your football team sucks? And he says, when your damn coach tries to get traded. What phone number can I call you at?
Oh,
poor guy's a Jets fan, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Jets
so,
fan.
So I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about my friend Steve Schuler's
problem.
Give
me a number to call.
I've got a couple things I downloaded earlier I could chat about if we're at a loss.
Is it porn again?
So feel free to call.
Are we at a loss?
Just point when you're ready.
Are we at a loss?
Putting it out. All right.
Oh, so, I think Schuler's listening.
You think? Or do you think he just knew instinctively that we'd be on the radio talking about Nothing.
Well, because he just sent an email that said Irv is a fag.
Oh, he must be listening.
And he says, I love English.
I think he has an at job.
I love English.com, you bastard. James is an ass face.
Wow.
That's true.
Two insults in one email. He's getting more efficient.
So thank you very much, Steve.
Shows you're paying attention.
That's wonderful. Wonder how many listeners we actually have.
I was just saying, in other news, you have listeners.
Wow!
Oh, my God.
Shh, come on. This has never happened before. We
damn
don't
you.
To do.
You'll scare damn them your hide.
Quiet. You'll scare them away.
Go ahead, Russ.
So, about, I would say, a year and a half. No, it had to be 2 years ago. I was wondering, as I drove to work, I saw a vehicle. A big tanker truck, trailing a type of tanker truck you might have seen. I can kind of describe it. It's got like three cones. Like three section little globs, and they can come to a cone at the bottom. And it's tanker truck sized, those three units. They hold something liquid, I imagine, maybe gaseous. I don't know. I wanted to look up, but there's no way to look up something you don't know what the hell it is. Well, today a thing came out. It's called Retriever. Well, I don't know if it came out today. I read about it today. Retriever with no E before the last R, so of course it's Flickr related. And
Retriever.
You can look up things on Flickr. By sketching. So I wonder if I could sketch like the little... No, it's
you can
gross.
Sketch something and then
it'll
search
look
on
it?
It
up, yeah.
That's insane. What if you're bad at art?
Oh, you know what? Honestly,
boobies.
It's going to bring
say, what
up...
If you draw
boobies!
It's going to bring up boobs or a raccoon.
I can draw boobs.
I don't know. I got a lot of black and white because I use black in this particular image. I need a smaller paintbrush. Anyway, I'll see if I can bring up what the hell it was, but my thing was search has to get smarter going into media. Into video, into audio, and there's a bunch of audio things out now where you can, like, play a song, and it'll go out and take some kind of fingerprint and go search their database and tell you what song it was. They
yeah, but
this
there's
going on.
There's a key difference there. You're actually supplying something
originally,
that the computer
yeah.
could look
there was
for.
Something that you could hum it, or you could... No, it was a rhythm-based one that you could tap along
na,
to the song.
Na, 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 hey.
And it would try to find the proper beats.
Man, us white boys are out on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. Froggy's the beat master, so...
Wiggy wee, word up!
Oh, my God.
Schuler has wished us all a merry, he goes, a happy Chaka Khan to Irv and a merry Jew year as well. So,
boy.
Thanks very much, Steve. I'm furiously coming up with something about Italians to say.
Don't even bother.
Don't even bother.
No. Okay. Can I read you some FARC news?
Please.
Katrina and the Waves comeback tour sold out.
Oh my God!
I haven't followed the link yet.
Well,
God,
I'm walking on
I hope
sunshine.
It's about the I hope it's about the hurricane, and it is. Thank God, it is about the tour of the Katrina ravaged area being sold out. New tour of Katrina hit area is sold out. $35 a person. Unbelievable.
That's kind of sick.
That's
this is
terrible.
A pretty good sketch.
But you can
I
only hear
it
about it from FARC. I love this place.
If I wanted to wade in other people's misery, I'd like drive around East Cleveland. That'd be a hell of a lot cheaper, you know. And you could probably find some good barbecue too.
You might hit a couple potholes.
I think there's a like barbecue. A Whitmore's or something over there. Maybe a hot sauce Williams.
There is a hot sauce.
I'm not.
There's a Popeye's chicken. I know that.
Since I passed hot sauce on the way here tonight, has anybody been there?
Hot sauce Williams.
What the one on Carnegie?
Oh yeah. No, they have good sauce, man.
It's hot.
Really? Yeah.
It's hot.
And don't go through the drive-in, though. It takes a while.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
It does if you're white.
Yeah. You know, I've never had that problem, okay? Because when I order, I say...
You got soul?
I order with soul. Yes, indeed.
Some ribs.
Can I get that with some cod?
Yo, man. Let me get a slab.
Oh, there was a big... just taped up over the speaker. It said, pull around. And I think it was spelled wrong.
Of course. Those things are notoriously.
I've had Whitmore's. I've had
hard to manage.
Whitmore.
I've had Whitmore's.
Williams.
I've had Hot Sauce Williams. I've never had Al Bubba Baker's
Soul Vegetarian.
Barbecue. I've not had Soul Vegetarian. I heard their ribs are terrible.
Yeah, they're
just formed
tofu.
From tofu or something.
Tofu ribs.
Wikipedia. Founder Jimbo Wales has just released a personal appeal for donations.
Oh, that was
to the
like
Wikimedia
so last
founder.
Week.
It was 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was last week.
Well,
this week start on Wednesday.
And in other news, we invited him to Nauticon, and he's too busy.
He's really? Too busy.
However, Jason Scott is giving a talk on the failures of Wikipedia this year.
Awesome. The failures
the
of
failures
Wikipedia.
Yeah. I think Jason has a lot to say this year about his perceived issues with. The Pedia.
Can I just say
Wikipedia.
That I
am I behind the curve?
I broke someone's Wikipedia cherry recently. Oh, it was my brother-in-law, my wife's brother. He is a chiropractor.
All right.
And he is extremely, what's the word I'm looking
knowledgeable
for?
Knowledgeable?
Well, he is extremely knowledgeable, but he's also, I mean, there's no doubt in his heart about what he's doing.
Yeah.
He, you know, he's
forthright and all that.
Completely anti-quackery.
Yeah.
Not in the sense of like maybe rigorous research or anything. More like he doesn't think what he's doing.
Yeah.
Is quackery.
He doesn't have an axe to grind. He's just You know, he has the straight dope.
And he actually has achieved results in you know with his patients that you know he really believes in. So every time he adjusts me or my wife, we're in pain for a week. Don't listen, Brack. I'm sorry. It's just maybe we have to see you regularly or something. But anyway, it's not the point. The point is I turned him onto the Wikipedia, and we looked up the definition of chiropractic.
Yeah.
And I explained to him that anybody can change or contribute to the page, and that's what makes it beautiful. And so he read the first few paragraphs, and basically they had that sort of general sense of, chiropractors think it's medicine, but it's really crap.
Yeah.
So he went in and he started tweaking all these things, and he's basically turned it into saying, you know,
I think you also
through chiropractic you can heal everything from bad back to
bad breath.
Participate in the discussion.
Guilty as charged. Thank you.
Hey,
Steve, by the way, Schuler has asked us to also mention Best Steak as a place.
Oh,
but
God.
That's not really where you go get the barbecue, homie.
No.
But he did say, try the crack whore.
It's delicious. Hey, can I irritate Menar for a minute?
The top link
as long as I'm in the room, go ahead.
The top link on Slashdot talks about Linux Unix topping the chart for vulnerabilities in 2005.
Yeah,
but there's 18 different versions.
Three
in that, different
times the number
systems.
Of OS-specific vulnerabilities.
You know, that's a great. Here's a great
year.
Topic for you, Matt.
Chumpy.
How do you decide which distro is for you?
We've talked about this before.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
Well, then tell me again, because you didn't do a very good job of explaining it, Matt, because I don't remember.
Whichever one you choose will be wrong.
No, Mr. T. What the hell?
Basically, that's about right.
What the hell are you guys looking at?
Folks, I got to recommend Retriever before we do anything, because if nothing else, you can try and draw pictures of Mr. T and see if it'll come up.
I got an African dude.
He did.
That's
holding
funny.
It's not a dude. Small white baby.
All right, look. By the way, this message goes out to Schuler. Schuler, you're going to have to do a little bit better. Than this last couple of jokes
see if
you
I can
just
draw
sent.
Irv with his new floppy hair.
Good idea.
Oh, that's
brown. In response to Flickr, he said that Dory looks at a little Flickr every night.
He's hilarious.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
You are funny smelling.
Oh, here he goes. He says, don't forget Best Steak. Great ribs on the crack whore in the back of the room. Oh, wait. You mean to eat. Okay, that's funny.
That's
funny.
Pretty good.
I'll give you that one.
That's funny.
Schuler, you've redeemed yourself.
Where does this dude
I got
live?
Another question, too.
He's in New Paltz, New York.
That's no kind of
this
place.
This is our East Coast.
He's in New Paltz, right. New York.
Honestly, he's probably at work right now.
Following his wife around. She's the only one with talent in the family.
What
that's,
does she
that's
do?
An accurate statement.
Actually, Schuler's got some very acute talents for
I don't know why
for
anything.
Being extremely irritating. He's outstanding at that. He's actually a great guy. Terrific guy.
It's delicious.
Fun to party
with milk.
I don't believe it. That sounds insincere.
That would be him.
That's him calling. Oh, we've got a caller on line 75.
Okay, Schuler, I just hung up on you.
Good. Hey, I got a question.
Call back. Actually,
question.
I'll turn on my speakerphone. We'll try
question.
To make this work.
Can I? I go slash dot. I have to rebut the slash dot.
I got your eyes, Irv. Do you have blue eyes?
I got another
rebot.
Question. I got another question. Hold on.
Rebot.
Hold on. I have to rebot my computer.
I just want a computer that will argue with me. It's called Rebot.
It's just right,
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Rebot
see,
is already
work.
Taken.
Hold on a second. James, you have the headphones, right?
I do. Scruff.
Okay.
Just fill that in.
Steve, talk.
I feel like I'm on the Special Olympic Howard Stern.
Oh my God! You're actually on the air. You retag.
I think it's working.
It's somewhat working. But you can't hear you at all, Irv. All you can hear is the nitwits. Frankly,
say something else, Steve.
It's a downer.
Something else, Steve.
That's terrible.
No good night, Gracie.
He's got nothing.
All right, fuck off. We love you.
Hey, I got another thing. I got another question. How about the W? Is it WMF? No, it's not WTF. The WMF.
Vulnerability in the Windows media file.
Yeah. I find it amusing that Microsoft was like, hey, you guys really ought to use this other guy's patch here because we're not going to be ready till next Tuesday.
Hey, I'm sorry, man.
Second Tuesday of the month. We usually go drinking on the first Monday of each week. So, you know, it's.
I can appreciate that.
There's only a few million people using it, so what's the priority?
Yeah. I put it in just so
I'm
I
sure
could,
they rigorously
just so
tested
I could lemming on. Yeah, they did. They rigorously on 4 machines. Both of them crashed.
What? Both?
Amitai said that.
What does that mean?
Amitai said he went out for Southern barbecue for New Year's Eve in
New York.
He's
in New York. There's no such thing as Southern barbecue in New York.
Sure, there is, man. There's every kind of food.
That's like coming to a deli here.
Hey, there's a couple of decent delis here.
Actually, that's like trying to find Jewish food in Tennessee. It just doesn't happen.
There's no such thing as. It's not really Jewish.
There are Jews.
There are
no
Jews
in Tennessee. Look, if there are Jews in China, there are Jews in Tennessee.
There's no Jews in Tennessee. And if there are, they're not running, you know, kosher delis.
There are.
Because you can't find a decent loaf of rye bread down there.
Yeshiva Horowitz. Phone call. Yeshiva Horowitz.
First of all. Let's be frank.
First
okay?
of all, they'd have to carry
there
a gun.
There are doctors
in
and
trunk.
Lawyers in Tennessee, my friend.
But they're not Jews.
Well,
Wait a minute.
Then they're only like.
Does not compute.
Then they're not good. Well, what you got here is rickets.
It's almost all ringworm down there.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Everything's treated with Robitussin and Tenactin.
Rub some dirt on it.
Spray
have some Coca-Cola. Right? It'll fix it right up.
Take this Robitussin and spray Tenactin on it.
Yep, that's athlete's foot, all right. I'm pretty sure I'm pregnant. Nope, that's athlete's foot. Oh, that's terrible. It's awful.
What you won't do.
Yep, you're going to want to go home for about 4 or 5 months and just sit on the couch and drink Bud. Yeah,
what you're going to want to do is you're going to get drunk and throw yourself down the stairs.
We're going to lose all our Tennessee readership.
Readership? Yeah. They don't read. Ha ha, Tennessee, you're a bunch of stupid hicks. I'm just kidding. Actually, one of my best friends, a very, very cultured person, and by cultured, I mean she has a hideous yeast infection. No, she's a very...
What's her number, man?
Yeah, exactly. She's a very cultured person. She lives in Tennessee with her English professor husband.
In Lexington?
So, no. Yes.
Isn't Lexington in Kentucky?
Is that the definition,
yes.
By the way?
I think they're in Nashville.
Is that? Can Nashville. I ask a question? Is being an English professor in Tennessee the definition of fighting an uphill battle?
Both ways?
Fighting uphill both
ways in the snow.
Yeah.
English professor weatherman. Oh, boy. And the nice thing is that Matt never got a chance to rebut the Linux Unix, and we're almost out of time.
Rebut.
Rebut.
What do you mean we're almost out of time?
Button, rebut.
We've been
rebut.
Doing like 90 and 100-minute shows
that's right,
the last
that's
3 weeks.
Right. We should do the extended dance remix version tonight, see if we can outlast the football game it's on.
Hey, what's the score?
7-0.
Texas?
I think it's USC.
Hook 'em horns.
7-0 USC, and they don't have the ball.
I just want
somebody has the ball.
Yeah, I just want someone to win.
Retriever.
They're all winners.
RIEVR. It'll keep busy for hours.
Sweet. By the way, did anybody go to Something Awful about 3, 4, or 5 weeks ago and look at the Photoshop Friday called Offensive Cereals? Where everybody tried to come up with the most offensive cereal they could find.
No, but I will when I get
home.
Oh,
my God.
No,
Froggy,
I'm going
it
now.
Was absolutely friggin' hilarious.
Like Beaties?
No. Like what?
I just made that
That's
up.
Good.
You could do a couple
That's
of
good.
Directions
it was
with
like,
that, I think.
You know, I mean, it started off kind of tame, like Queerios.
Bitch Smacks.
You know, and stuff like that. Yeah, Bitch Smacks. Fruit Loops, you know. Like, the little Starburst where it has, like, you know, free prize inside. Instead, it says, they're so fucking gay. And it just, you know, just
fabulous.
Stuff like that. It just gets out. It gets really out of hand, though. At the end, people just give up, and they're just, it just says, like, cereal asshole, you know, or something like that. At the top. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Flakes.
It's really hilarious. It's
really both 16 and 22 on time.
It's hilarious. I'm telling you, it's hilarious. All right, anyway, it's incredibly offensive, though, so.
I'm so about it. I'm trying to figure out where it is.
What are you guys still doing Retriever?
Yes.
They're trying to get anything that actually matches what they draw. So far, they got nothing.
Yeah, Bupkis.
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 Diddly boop.
Bupkis. Bupkis is a...
Not a...
Don't give her any chocolate. Chocolate's bad for dogs. Chocolate, garlic, onion, and...
Everything that's good for
whatever
me.
Whatever makes her fart.
It's no, and macadamia nuts.
Matt just drew a big black dong.
We got nothing.
I'm looking.
You got he's Ron really Jeremy, so it's close.
See the face. He's so disappointed.
You got Lexington Steel.
Hey, we got John Stamos. What does that say?
John Stamos. Yes.
Classic.
Yes.
Outstanding.
Yeah, that, yes, the dance
that's fabulous.
I love it.
That is fabulous. All right, where else are we? Grokster launches fear campaign.
Lame.
Did you see my suggestions for us talking about New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, go ahead.
Follow
go ahead.
Any of that?
Yep. My wife has actually kept hers so far.
Which
no
is?
Smoking.
Yeah. Nice. Congratulations to Doreen. That's awesome.
Yoko, number one.
So that's good. Well,
what's
one of
yours,
the
Russ?
Cool thing I saw, I just saw a link to this, and it occurred to me that it might be relevant for New Year's. There's a place called New Trax, NUTRAX. So it's also Nut Rax, but I think it's I think it's supposed to be pronounced New Trax.
So Nut Rax,
oh,
you said?
Who had that list of unfortunate URLs?
Oh,
let me look that
up.
That was really
good.
Funny. Go ahead. Like Expert Exchange. Mm-hmm. Experts
no,
Exchange? You
not,
see that one?
Not Chaos.
Experts Exchange?
Oh, that one's terrible.
Which was
there's sex in the middle
expert
of it.
Sex Change?
Yeah. okay, so... anyway, NutTrax.com. If you're hoping to diet and you're having trouble, you want to know how much you're eating, what your calorie intake is, NutTrax, I think there's a free account and there's also a pay account. But the free account, you just take a camera phone picture of your meal, send it in, and they'll like tell you how many calories it was. I think that's awfully
cool. Wait, say this again? One more
time. You take a little camera phone picture of your meal, send it in, and they'll tell you how many calories your food was.
Can I take the picture?
That's awesome.
I've eaten it.
No.
Oh.
I'd rather you didn't.
Do you have to, open up your submarine sandwich?
I don't know.
Because the
know
filling
rules
is,
I haven't
is,
read about
is
it
the
yet.
Key.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure it has to be in some sort of detail. But and the, you can also do pictures of your exercise routine or something. I don't know how that even works at all.
One second, real quick. Shuler, it's Irv 1972. Irv 1972. Okay, go
Drew,
ahead.
Drew wrote in a great unfortunate website, penisland.com.
Oh, yeah, Penn Island.
Penis
yeah,
Land.
Yeah.
Outstanding. I am, by the way, cackling over the cereals. My favorite so far is Chicks with Dicks. Dick tested, faggot approved.
Yeah, it's like Kicks. K-I-X, all with
that's
X's.
That's really, these are really, oh, that's not pleasant at all.
Yeah, some of them really aren't. Goat fit for broadcast.
I'm not going to tell you about
Goat CEOs.
Rocky Charms.
Rocky Charms. It has like a little Chinese leprechaun on it.
Drew wants to know what the URL is for the show notes.
Pedophilios.
For the cereals.
Oh, it's at something. You know
awful.
What? I don't know what the exact one is, but it's
11-25-05.
Drew, go to somethingawful.com, go to the Photoshop Friday link and find the
11-25-05.
Find the link for the November 25th entry, which is offensive cereals. Okay, so
defensive cereals.
A Baptist church named it's Coming First Baptist, so it's just comingfirst.com and CUMMING.
Is that in Coming,
Coming
Georgia?
First Baptist?
Speedofart.com or speedofart. Go Tahoe.
Go
got a hoe. Therapistfinder.com.
The rapist finder.
Which is there's a law firm called Crotch Partnership. It's not really.
I think there's another one called mofo.com. There's actually a pair of lawyers too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There's one here. It's a birdwatchers club called nicetits.org.
That's an old one.
That may be intentional.
a reference guide for representatives called whorepresents.com.
Whore
presents.
Whore presents. Whore presents.
Yeah. There's some Christian family bookstore in New Zealand that's called like just cum or something like that. Cum.co.za or something like that. That's pretty funny. I found the unfortunate URLs at outhouserag.typepad.com. But if you just Google unfortunate URL, it's the first entry. So let me see if there's any more in the Oh, there's a an unfortunate name for a construction site called Mammoth Erection. But come.
I don't think these are unfortunate. I think they're intentional puns in some cases.
I don't know about speed of art. I don't think they realized it was going to say speedo fart.
Shuler's been emailing me, too, and I want him to stop.
Yeah, he's just emailing dorks.
Yeah.
Oh, no. God damn it. Stop it.
Oh, let him.
No, because that's going to fill up my account.
We need show. This is great. We have a show
send
contributor.
Large files.
He's a fan. You got to treat the fans with respect. Shuler, I say keep it up, buddy. You're doing a great job.
Where the hell is Shane?
I don't know. I don't know if Shane listens. I don't think Shane actually listens to the
show
to the
live.
Icecast. He listens to the, like, I think he podcasts.
See, well, there you go.
Whoa, Drew sent something totally weird. Did you already see this? I don't like it. Put it in the show
notes,
Drew.
I think it's Tinkly
Winkly. I don't know what the hell it is. Anyway, anywho, another New Year's resolution thing. I forgot it.
That was awesome.
Oh, Pat.
On
Amitai sent one in. He sent one in. Yeah. Oh, did you? Power Gen Italia.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a good one. The
this is good thing Dial-A-Dork is hyphenated for clarity.
Oh, here's one. I've totally changed the topic.
Oh, life hacker.
Does that disturb you?
Life hacker.
But yeah, it's a Firefox extension that will let you block surfing to certain sites during certain times of the day to help you be more productive. So in the morning, you could not have any of your fun sites. Very clever, I thought. I mean,
I'm not going to do that to myself.
Sounds like something a man is going to put on my office machine.
I don't know. This is
I mean, that's terrible. We're not masochists here.
Block time wasting websites till after lunch.
That's masochistic.
It's cruel and unusual.
When, what else goes with your Brugger's bagel and coffee in the morning than slash and fart dot?
Well, then do it after 8 p.m. or something.
Slash and fart dot. It's pretty funny.
Slash fart and fart dot.
Well, it all depends on what you're into, really. Some people slash first and then fart. Some people... Fark and slash.
If you fark while you're slashing.
I'm pretty sure Jeffrey Dahmer was of the former. He liked to slash and then fark.
I'm getting late
tonight. Yeah. Right. Are we getting you turned on, Tiger, or what?
Woo! Herb's giving it up, I hear.
My goodness. Well, I hope you're catching.
You know, Mammoth Erection.
Outstanding.
I hope you're an experience. I hope you're experienced.
If not, I'm sure you'll teach me.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
I've
been known to make people extremely uncomfortable. Are you still looking at the cereals, by the way?
No, I'm not. I was.
You got to go back. They get funnier.
No, they did. I got to the one that was Dr. Spock and just
yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you have to see it, man. I can't. It says fuck you. It's like it looks like product 9. Remember the product 19 box?
Oh yeah.
In the white box in the upper left corner, it just says it says fuck you. And it has this cartoon of Dr. Spock, and then the starburst at the bottom says, "You cunt," like that. It's just, and it's like it makes no sense.
Wait, I can't even say that. Frosted dirty assholes. And
yeah, and then Tony the Tiger saying, "Sweet God, why?" Like that. It's,
excellent.
It's just super hilarious.
Oh my god!
And they get funnier. And they're so completely off the wall.
These are pretty good Photoshops. These are good shots.
Yeah, they're really, really good.
I'm a big fan of the Fark shops, obviously, but this is some good stuff.
There's another New Year's tip from 43 Folders, which I think is one of those getting things done kind of websites. Fresh start for email, the email DMZ. Make a new folder called DMZ. Go to your email inbox, select all, drag and drop. Process a lot of things. Get clear.
Wait. What?
Get rid of your fucking inbox is what it's saying.
I don't understand, but why? Explain yourself.
You'll get more done, man.
Because that way...
It's the new year. You got to start over fresh. Just clear that thing out of there.
I thought you meant delete the whole concept of the inbox.
I got a frantic call from a client today who said that they're on an Exchange server. And he said every time he would read a message, it would disappear out of his inbox. As soon as he doesn't have the preview pane open, so he just double clicks it and he would open it. As soon as he closed it, he would go back and he'd realize it was gone. And so he didn't realize until he read all his messages and then like his inbox was empty and all these important messages he had read are all gone. And he's just freaking out. And so, of course, my first instinct is, oh, my God.
What did I do?
I don't know about exchange. No, my first reaction was something's fucked with the exchange server or something like that, and this guy's going to flip out. As it turns out, the filter to just show unread messages only in your inbox was on. And so I turned it off and everything came back. And because he was missing 14,800 messages.
Wow. This is why it's a good idea to just select all, put them in the DMZ, start over fresh.
Yeah, format C colon. Man, why not?
Just keep your inbox clean. And get, you know,
I always thought that'd be a good prank to open up a...
Oh, wait a minute. This looks interesting.
Never mind.
It's open not really source. New Year's related, but
open
it's
source what?
Open source find true love with a hot chick in a black bikini.
Stop reading the ads.
Okay, anyway. Open source zero configuration VPN. Hamachi. Let me just read here because I don't know anything about it, but it looks interesting. It's a pretty simple idea and not unique. According to Hamachi's site, with Hamachi, you can organize two or more computers with an internet connection into their own virtual network for direct, secure communication. Hamachi is very, very slick. Available for Windows, Linux, sets up a VPN between two machines. It's a zero-config VPN. What's more, it can simulate up to 5 network cards and gives you an IP starting with 5, allowing you to pass through a firewall. It's like you're laying on the internet. Oh, that's interesting. So you could connect, like, say, if I was at work, I could connect a virtual connection to Irv's laptop here at home.
I would think going through two firewalls might be a problem, though.
I bet you could.
Okay, can I just interrupt for 1 second?
No.
Okay.
Didn't I just, though? Of course you can. It's called
Hamachi.
I'm the MC, the bon vivant.
H-A-M-C-H-I. It's an open source.
Bon vivant.
The mate
Hamachi.cc, oddly
the mate turd. The mate turd D. I just saw Reggie Bush break a long run, and at the end of the run, try to turn and lateral.
And
he threw it away, and Texas recovered.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And he actually looked like a forward lateral also. But
don't make it. Don't.
Oh, well. Well.
Don't they rule that illegal if you try and do
well,
that?
Well, but I think it's still a live ball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can fumble forward, can't you?
I guess, yeah.
Poppy. Poppy
it's very intriguing, this Hamachi. I must check this out.
Yeah. Wow.
So.
Anyway, hey, anybody know anything about Blu-ray?
DVD.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're going to release The Fifth Element on Blu-ray.
That's what I was looking at. Fantastic.
I love that movie.
I love Mila Jovovich.
Oh, I did it.
Oh, can I just say that, I've said it a million times, that she should have been cast as Aeon Flux, not...
Oh yeah,
Charlize Theron.
I'll tell you why. Because
she looks like the friggin'
maybe she has taste.
She wouldn't have complained about having to wear the suit.
Exactly, she wore it in the Fifth Element.
Yeah, basically.
Exactly. All right, so here's the thing.
I love ass floss on European models.
Have you ever been to ass floss?
I have specific taste, Matt.
I understand that you have specific taste, but I have to admit that I'm starting to appreciate a slightly rounder, smackable American style ass. Rather than the ultra-thin, you know, ass of the
Let
Euro.
Me tell
why are you looking at me
Let
like
me
that
tell
when you say that?
When you...
You're too skinny for me.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very
I
much.
Think Spinal Tap made it abundantly clear the positive qualities of a woman with a healthy posterior.
Derriere.
Well, and you know...
The bigger the cushion... The sweeter the pushing.
It brings to mind the, fat bottom girls right. Make the world go round. I mean, that's all you can say about it. Mm. Anyway, so aside from that, I was watching the E! Entertainment Channel, and they had on like the 101 sexiest bodies.
And not too many fat asses.
Where'd
not
you
too
come
many
in?
Fat asses. I was right up there in the top 10, but I don't like to brag.
Matt Lenar, dork all man.
Anyway, Mia came in at like 56th or something like
MIA,
that.
MIA?
Mila.
Mila Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich. It's Jojovich.
Mia Jojovich?
Yes.
Call me anything you
Jojovich.
Want.
Jojovich?
Call me.
Dude, no doubt. You call me any day.
There's a J and a V in that. That's
they had
Jovovich.
They had a
I'm
bunch
sorry.
Of pictures from her, and I have to admit that she is certainly...
World-class
sexy in a
ass.
Variety of ways.
In all a variety.
All, yeah. Well, no, she's a little older now.
Well,
I mean,
how old are you?
29.
Yeah, so she's the same age as all of us.
How many French about directors that have you married?
Not enough.
Surprisingly many.
Schuller has mentioned that he thinks fat bottom girls is merely gravity at work.
Well, that's what happens to women as they get older. I mean, it just it, gravity works.
Well, I think they start out fat bottom girls, and then they wind up. You ever seen the ones with the ass shelf?
Mm-hmm. No.
Like the top of the ass just develops a sort of shelf like appearance. You look like you could put like a row of potted plants on.
Do you guys remember when this used to be a tech talk show?
I don't believe it was ever. It was simply either. Radio by nerds for everyone. It's a cultural show.
Speaking of hot chicks, I can segue this.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Battlestar Galactica returns this week.
Oh, yeah.
You happy now, asshole?
Nah, I'm happy.
And
my
that
asshole
looks like
is
a good
happy.
Twist because that female president chick looks like she's going to stage some kind of revolution.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's exciting. I haven't seen any trailers.
James is fapping.
And did you know that you can buy the Battlestar Galactica episodes for $1.99 on iTunes now?
I was unaware of that.
That's cool. It's very lost
for my iPod, for my video iPod.
Yes, for your video iPod.
I don't have, but that's okay.
I still would never do it because I wouldn't want to watch it on that small screen, but it's hot.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And you know, you can audio back. Out. Can you video out of your iPod? Anybody know anybody played with a video iPod yet?
I think they're
iPod
talking
yet?
About it. I don't know whether the ones they have now do it or not. I would think at least with the dock you could.
Well, I mean, you can plug an iPod into damn near anything, and as long as you have an audio out cable and a couple of connectors.
Right.
You know, just
so
you,
somebody sent
white
me
cable.
Somebody sent me the iVibe. Remember my idea for
Ivan says yes,
USB
you can
vibrator?
Video out.
That was from Dave Seaman.
My friend Dave Seaman.
That got posted the blog like a year ago.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You're late.
For
turd.
Not being pregnant.
You should look in your wife's
turd
drawer
Ferguson.
Every now and again.
What did you say? Say it to my face, motherfucker.
Wow.
I'm looking
did,
right
you just,
at you.
You just did. I actually missed it. I was too busy rambling on it. What did you say?
All right, well, it wouldn't be funny in repeat.
I'll listen to the show
and hear
how
you
I was insulted.
Like kick my ass. Does.
Is that supposed to be a butterfly you drew here in Retriever, or is that labia?
I guess it's all in what
you
know, see, Russ.
That's
it's kind of like a Rorschach.
Yes.
All right, I see labia.
There you go.
I don't. I think you must have your filter on.
Well, engorged labia.
Engorged.
Man, are we explicit today or what?
It's very dirty.
Like a
very dirty. Very engorged.
Explicit. That's right.
With a pearl for a head.
Oh, my God.
Did you get to the end of the cereals, by the way?
Ooh, it's a leprechaun.
Did you see the one with the Wheaties?
Drew keeps saying ding, and I don't know why. Why does he say ding? Drew, tell me why you're saying ding. I don't want to type that into my IM chat.
Can somebody turn on the air conditioning? Jesus.
It's getting hot in
you're
here.
You're getting a little hot under the collar, buddy?
It's getting hot in here.
I asked Amitai to say something about 2 minutes ago.
Why do you keep saying ding?
And he all he has to say. I got to say, Amitai, God bless you. There's other things in this world besides new members of the BSD family.
How did
for God's BSD is a obsession.
How did Ty spend his break after his first semester back in school?
Yeah, Amitai, tell us
talk
about
to us,
school,
boy.
Man. Tell us about school.
Or like what you did over break, or like.
Don't you guys read
his
blog?
Hebrew? I think he learned Hebrew this semester.
I can't handle his blog completely. It's
why?
It's pretty it's pretty
infrequent.
Intense.
Why don't you just RSS it and read it, like once every 2 months?
I get the emails.
RTFB.
I get an email.
Weird. Well then,
read
not
the
so
fucking
intense.
Blog. RTFB.
That's pretty good.
Nice one.
Thank you very much.
That may be a good name for a blog.
Thank you very
why don't
much.
You, why don't you get that going?
Yeah. I'll do it if I knew how to register a domain name.
He says he's recreationally sleeping over break.
Recreationally sleeping.
Interesting. Is he usually with vocationally
anyone
sleeping?
Or by himself?
What?
With anyone or
yeah,
by himself?
Yeah, I'm tired. Are you sleeping by yourself or are you?
Are you in New York, dude?
You tapping anything?
No, no.
That's recreation.
Besides
beer
kegs. Oh.
That's awful.
He's in college.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
He's been practicing.
That doesn't make you funnier.
He's been doing quote unquote computery stuff, and he's been practicing the piano a bunch.
Is that a euphemism?
He's been practicing. You've been banging the keys a little bit,
tickling the ivories.
Actually,
nice.
On a side note, he sent me recording of one of the compositions he did by Medtner, and I probably said that completely wrong, but it's M-E-D-T-N-E-R.
Medtner.
It's something or other.
Why don't you make that an MP3 and we can put it on the blog?
But it was
totally blog notable.
It was damn good.
Tonight's show is brought to you by the makers of Loose Blood. That's from the Fire Sign Theater.
That's hysterical. That's brilliant. Hey, can I recommend two things that anybody who has a laptop should take on their road trip? Go out and buy a $20 Black & Decker plug if you don't have one in your car. You plug it into your cigarette lighter, and it's a plug, and it'll run your laptop.
Why Black & Decker?
Because it was $20, and that's the one they had. Because tonight's show is brought to you by Black & Decker $20 plug.
Tonight's show is brought to you by Home Depot.
The Despot. And the other thing is, if you don't have one for your iPod or whatever, get one of the tape deck adapters, or even, I suppose, you know, honestly, I bet the iTunes adapter would probably work with your
I'm lost.
The FM adapter would work with your headphone jack on your laptop.
Yes.
We were watching movies on the way back and it was real quiet, and I said, why don't we plug the tape deck adapter for the iPod into the headphone jack of the computer and listen to the van in surround sound. Listen to the movie in surround sound of the van, and it worked. It was friggin' brilliant.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome.
Or you could get serious.
No, I don't want to get serious. I want to stay ridiculous. No.
You
got to watch the road, and that whole thing smacks of effort. I'll tell you, man, nothing makes it go faster than watching the
smacks
Stewie
of effort.
Movie.
Another good name for a blog.
Schuler was saying that if you tailgate the car in front of you, you can actually tune into their Sirius or XM radio.
I thought a good feature would be a little LED that would stick in your bumper and tell them what you're listening to. What you're broadcasting now.
Yeah. Not all of them. If it's built into the car, it doesn't. Okay, fine.
That's brilliant. Relay that over the iPod. Yeah, exactly. Say that again. That was fantastic. We need that for posterity.
If you want to get close to the vehicle and pick up their Sirius or XM signal, don't go after the ones with the built-in shark fin, because it means it's built into the radio and it doesn't have an FM broadcast.
Which one should we go after?
The smaller, more little streamlined nubbins. Antennas. You can usually tell because the cord's sticking out.
He's saying no, the FM adapter for the iPod, you idiot.
No, you idiot.
That's what he said. He said the
iPods are serious, whatever. It all works.
I'm sure it's the same deal, Schuler. God.
It's the same frequencies are both being monitored.
God!
The day Schuler has a piece of technological advice for this crowd is the day I start buying wine.
I love Louis Skolnick. He's
did you just steal your wine?
Guy.
Are you a wine thief?
I'm a wine thief.
I'm drawing on retriever. I could do this forever. Whoa, was that the
bowl game?
The Happy Rose Bowl.
Okay, was that? Sounds like our
Schuler
must
just
be full.
Schuler, stop it, man. We can hear those sound effects of those things you sent my Yahoo Messenger.
That's hilarious.
Sound.
Now you're a part of history.
Dare I ask?
What? Guy
and says barfing. Yeah. These little sound things, little animated things you can send in Yahoo.
That's terrific.
Yahoo Messenger.
Only teenagers are allowed to use those.
He's pretty immature.
Okay.
Emotionally.
That'll do something.
Doodly-doo. Yeah, well.
No, my wife is very, very serious.
I'm the only one not drawing on
she's a big baby.
A retriever or house.
Making a gun.
yeah, you are making a gun. I'm glad that's a gun. I thought it was a really bad brontosaurus or something like that.
What is the
is that a blunderbuss?
I don't know what's going on.
Is it an omnibus?
It's a missed the bus.
I missed the bus.
You missed the bus.
You missed the bus.
When's the next bus?
When's the next bus? I think we all missed the bus.
We all missed the bus.
When's the next bus?
When's the next bus?
Auntie Meridian. Uncle Meridian.
I'm pro-Meridian.
All the little Meridians.
That's too bad.
Are we running out of steam?
Because
we're not running out of Guinness, although I have run out of Guinness.
Dope.
Knock.
Let me see here. I got a message from somebody, and I think it's Drew. And I wrote him back. I said, anything to add? And he said, video iPods do have video out.
Yeah, he told me that like 8 times.
Hey, thanks for sharing.
Well, there you go, Drew. Massive appreciation for all your help.
Do we have any idea resolution on that or anything like that? Would it be worth it to put, you know, a whole crap load of porn and then have portable porn? I'm just curious.
Potable porn?
No, not potable. Portable.
Portable goes porn. Down easy.
By the way, can I
pour you a drink that won't make you sick?
Can I just say that Schuler just told me that he stayed at work so he could listen?
I told you he was at work getting drunk.
Oh, he's at work getting. Oh, he sells wine, right?
No, he doesn't sell.
Before it's
wine.
Time.
He actually sells wine before it's
he
time.
He purchases
that
wine.
Bastard.
He purchases wine, but he'll buy no wine.
Where is this guy?
New York City.
New Paltz, New York.
He's in New York City right now.
He's in New York City, and he says his next bus is at 11:30.
Ah, you missed the bus. Dumbass.
Dude, send us some wine. There's at least two of us are appreciative of that
I'll
kind
drink
of victual.
I'll drink victual?
I don't even know what
vittles.
That means.
Oh, my God.
Both of those mean food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wine ain't food.
Libation. How about that one? Let's go.
If you leave wine out long enough, it becomes solid. And then it's food, dude.
Okay. It goes back to grape form. I don't think so.
Unstomped.
Yeah.
He works for Morel Wine. Yeah. Tonight's show is brought to you by Morel Wine.
Is that to do with the
wine? Serving
the new
wine.
Servicing the New York area with fine wines from around the country and around the world. Mm-hmm. Hey, that was good.
That's a good Oh, my God. That's a decent
I missed
promo.
It.
You know what? I actually ripped.
He didn't try and say anything stupid. He just said something that made sense about the company and their product.
What was it?
It was awesome.
No. And they ship all over the country.
Wow.
What are you talking about?
Are you reading their website?
No, Steve's even Ohio.
Really?
I thought you couldn't. Can you mail to
you
Maryland?
Can.
I thought you can't mail to Maryland.
You can. You can mail certain things to certain places. Ooh, what kind of wine? Woot.com.
Really? That's awesome.
Woot's
another deal site, although it's one per day. Get there early.
Really?
Let's see now. Do you remember Jeff? Yep. You remember Jeff Altman's?
Sure.
I'll
flip you like a cheese sandwich.
Remember omelet? Remember his thing about Beaujolais wines? About how the commercials are always ruined by the local voiceovers? And he's like, Beaujolais wine, the finest wine, made from the finest grapes in all of France, the finest wine in all the world, available at Ralph's. At the end, it was super hilarious. It was near the end of his routine. Do you need another beer, homie?
Not it.
Yeah.
You want me to go get it?
I don't care.
I don't want you to go get it.
How about Matt?
Drew just sent me a link
bring
to
us
a
beer.
Researchers document gorilla menopause. I don't know why I said
you
this.
You know, I read something about guppies going through menopause.
Do baboons go into menopause? Their asses don't get red anymore?
Dude, did everybody see King Kong already?
No.
Yay. I say yay.
I hear the monkey did it. No?
No, he didn't. But I got to admit, that was some... It was fucking awesome.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
There were a couple
didn't
that
the
we
CGI
talked to that
bother
said
you?
They wanted to walk out.
I fell
out.
Asleep.
No way. You know, when I mean, from a purely entertainment factor, you know, like... Rampage style stuff of King Kong versus the huge Tyrannosaurus Rex. That was like the best, you know, cage match I've ever seen.
See, they said they wanted to walk out at that point because something they didn't find it believable, I guess, or something.
Well, who cares?
No,
it's a
I,
fucking
I know.
Fantasy.
Of course it is.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding.
Moron.
I know. That's
yeah. I mean, there's an ape fighting a dinosaur. I mean,
duh.
Yeah.
10-foot monkey cock.
Is that what you drew? Is really.
Oh,
my God.
That is great.
Drew was trying to draw the Earth on Retriever and get a picture of the Earth, and he found
Israel condom that says
the blog, Drew,
it's still safe to come.
Notes. Yeah, I'll have to see this one.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Maybe
it's,
not.
It's still safe to come. That's hilarious.
That's pretty funny. That's very nice.
Wow.
So, yeah, check out the blog link to see what Drew came up with trying to draw.
Is that a Jewish condom?
Rock bottom.
Yeah, it's extra small.
I don't know.
Oh man!
Oh!
I thought you just meant.
I gotta
the
give
end
you
of it
props, man. That was.
That's
yeah. Humor. It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
Anyway. Is someone going on a beer run or what?
I vote that we send this show to Martha Stewart because this is definitely going to get her on, get us on her channel.
Yeah.
I,
now that she's been to jail, she can definitely handle
this
it.
This might get us on Howard Stern's channel. We said fuck enough times. Fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck.
Fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. All right, why don't we just wrap up the goddamn show?
Yeah, it is 9:30.
All right, Schuler, go home. Drew Amatai, thank you very much for contributing and helping out. The links will be on the blog. At dialadork.com/blog. That's dial-a-dork.com/blog. And oh, he's, Shuler says, no, don't go. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
You can
sorry.
Listen to old broadcasts.
You know what we probably could do is sit here and watch the game and just talk.
Icecasting.
I just don't want to record anymore.
That Drew says like show notes are up already.
Show notes are up already.
My God,
mother
is he efficient.
Fuck.
Can I say?
All right. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. We'll hopefully be with you next week. We love you all so much. That is the end.
Hook 'em
oh,
horns.
Wait a minute.
Tonight's show brought to you by Guinness.
Wait
traditionally brewed in Dublin for more than 240 years, Guinness is Ireland's and the Dial of Dork's most famous beer.
With the barfing sound in the background. Oh, by the way, before we go, I want to say thank you very much for Froggy and Tiger for taking the time to come in and join
Kudos.
Us again.
Well, thank you for having us back.
Oh, it's
Appreciate
our pleasure
it.
Anytime, of course. And when is Nauticon this year?
April 7th through the 9th.
April 7th. So you're gonna start hearing about it more and more on the show, and we'll definitely be there.
I hope
we'll do
so.
Whatever
it should
we
be
can.
A good time. I'll try to get you in cheap.
Well, hopefully
not even free, just cheap.
Well, you know what? We don't mind paying some money because Froggy, you know.
I'll give you the freebie.
Kind of
how
like
about
later
that?
Tonight, Froggy really takes it in the ass.
Oh,
on the Nauticon.
Indeed.
Weren't we talking about that?
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, it's
there'll be some.
I got some really uncomfortable vibes from everyone. I mean,
yeah.
All right. Excellent. That's gonna do it for the show. Thank you very much. We'll have you back many, many times. Talk about Nauticon. Matt, Russ, James, everybody, Steve. Thanks so much for listening. Drew, Amitai, thank you once again. This is Irv signing off. Dialadork.com, dial-a-dork.com. Mail us at dorks@dialadork.com. Thank you very much, and good night.
You get all those pimps together, it was live.